This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Wow. Absolutely massive breaking news. Thanks to Toby for the update. The Commanders are trading for Laremy Tunsil, one of the best tackles in the National Football League, a star on the left side, a five-time Pro Bowler, began his career in Miami, has been a mainstay with the Houston Texans, very durable guy, has played the full season two of the last 3 years, missed three games last season in 2023, but he's made three straight Pro Bowls, five of the last 6 years, he's played in 125 games. He's 30 years old. He's entering his 10th season. Laremy Tunsil, who was drafted way back in 2016, 13th overall. He was actually supposed to go way earlier than he did.
Gas mask bit.
Yeah, he was the guy that got screwed over by the gas mask video. Would have been a top three, top five pick. But this is one of the best tackles in the league. I've got chills as I'm mentioning this here on the air. Adam Peters,
yes,
taking a gigantic swing. He's got a left tackle, means they can kick Brandon Coleman over to the right side, or they could play Brandon Coleman inside at guard. But you got your young quarterback, you're protecting his blind side, and this offensive line just got a hell of a lot better.
Holy crap. So we don't know the terms yet. Houston gets a draft pick haul of some kind. I don't know how they're going to do it. They're up against the salary cap, so Houston has to make moves like this. I did not anticipate this, quite frankly. Left tackles, who are excellent, do not become available. So this one just did. I cannot believe this. I didn't see this coming. I never saw anything. No rumor mill. No even like fake fan account that said this might be possible.
I'll say
holy
this for
crap,
Peters in Washington. They don't really do leaking.
Yeah.
You know, here are the terms from the Commanders to the Texans. A second and fourth rounder next year to the Texans, plus a third rounder this year.
So this year's third, second and fourth next year. I would set a record for how fast I sign up for that. Oh, hell yeah.
The Commanders will also be getting a fourth-round pick back from the Texans. Now, I wonder if that's this year or next year. I'd have to imagine it's probably next year.
So the next year would be a fourth-round swap then, because Washington's sending a fourth-rounder next year.
Possibly, unless it's this year's fourth-round pick. He did not specify, but this is Ian Rappaport saying Washington is sending a two next year and a four and a three, excuse me, a two and a four next year, but the third-round pick this year to the Texans for Laremy Tunsil, the starting left tackle. We have said, Danny, they've got to find a way to upgrade this offensive line. One of the paths to doing that was to get better on the left tackle spot, to improve from Brandon Coleman, who gave up a lot of pressures and sacks as a rookie. Now, I was on record as saying I would just roll with Coleman because I didn't think there was a left tackle on the market. It was a pretty bleak market. You normally cannot trade for standout left tackles. It doesn't really happen. But Washington was able to find a dance partner. Now, by trading a third-round pick for him, it means that now you've got pick 29 in the first round, pick 29 in the second round, which is 61 overall, and then pick 207, 238, and 250. So they're now down to just five draft picks and only two before the sixth round. Because that third round pick that they got from Miami at 79 presumably is the pick going for Laremy Tunsil.
So, but they're solving needs with those picks. It's just, you know, not the way we're used to doing it, right? You're used to using that pick on a young player who then you signed that four-year deal with a fifth-round option and blah, blah, blah. This is a, we're using that third-round pick on a Pro Bowl left tackle. We're using the fifth-round pick on, you know, weapon Deebo Samuel. We used last year's third and fourth and whatever the other terms were for hopefully an upgraded quarterback in Marshawn Lattimore. So they are filling out the roster. They're looking at voids and looking at under sort of valued commodities to use the currency at their disposal, whether that's salary cap money, whether it's draft picks. Because there was a time, remember, not that long ago, when people were treating draft picks like they were solid gold. Like you couldn't possibly part with any draft pick just because it was such a commodity. And then the Rams are going, well, everybody's overvaluing them. We'll just say bleep those picks and go, you know, stars and scrubs and win a Super Bowl. Now it's kind of balancing back out a little bit. They're using the means at their disposal to capitalize on their window right now. They just got a lot better, dude. Like, I did not see that coming at all. You just said it, the versatility of having Coleman, either now you upgrade a left guard massively, maybe you kick Coleman to the right side, maybe Wiley's still on the roster as the right guard while Sam Cosmi gets himself healthy. You've got options now because you just got your most talented, best offensive lineman, with all due respect to those other guys, now at left tackle, the most important spot. Maximizing and protecting Jaden Daniels is mission number one for me, and it looks like it's important to them too. Hell yes.
So I need to know if this fourth round pick is for this year or next year, which is not to say, by the way, that I really care necessarily in terms of you know, making the trade worth it or not, because the trade is absolutely worth it to me regardless, if we're being honest. But I need to know, just for my own clarification of like how to feel about this year's draft. Because if the fourth round pick is next year, then again, they're down to a 1, 2, 6, and 2/7, five picks this year. If they have a fourth round pick, it does make you feel a little bit different, because now you could trade back from 29, get two or three picks in the second or the third round or whatever, and then have multiple twos, a three, a four. It looks very, very different all of a sudden with a trade back. Whereas without that fourth rounder, no matter what, almost, it's going to be pretty bleak in the early going. But look, I am never going to fault a executive for going out and taking big swings. I'm never going to get upset at Adam Peters for adding super talent. You know, this is one of the better left tackles in the league. This is one of the better players at one of the most important positions in all of football. Okay, this is a five-time Pro Bowl, 30-year-old stud who's got years left at a high level. But also, let's stop saying it's all about draft picks, it's all about the draft. No, you're in win-now mode pretty clearly.
Yeah.
You went and got Deebo for a year. You have now paid a bunch of money to a defensive tackle who you think is going to be pretty good in the next couple of seasons, and you're going to get a 30-year-old left tackle and moving off of the plan, which was the guy that you had just drafted in Brandon Coleman, yeah? So I say all that to say, man, A, I love this, and B, I want to know about this fourth round pick.
Looks like cap numbers 2025, $21.3 million with $10 million guaranteed. Next year it's not guaranteed, but still a bargain, 21.3 for, imagine going in free agency and trying to sign a Laremy Tunsil. So it would be north of 30, and it probably might end up being there if they end up extending him, wanting a new contract.
So there's only 2 years left at 42 mil?
Only 2 years left at 42.6 mil.
That's ridiculous.
That's precisely.
I don't know anything, so I shouldn't say this. I've never talked to the guy. He'd be insane if he's not looking for an extension. Now, also, why would the Texans have traded him if he doesn't want an extension? I would have to imagine he wants to get paid.
So I think so. They know they can't. I mean, they're up against it now. I think they're $4 million under the cap as it stands right now today before a flurry of activity. That's according to over the cap. So they're freeing up about $14 million of cap space in real time this year. They have to eat a little bit for this season. But going forward, they're already looking ahead to Stroud extensions, to being able to kind of improve the ball club after they went last year, feeding frenzy style, to try to add some pieces in their kind of win now mode, right? And they sort of, I would say, underachieved a little bit given expectations. We're still fine, won a playoff game and the like, but they're kind of, I think, clearing the deck for what might have to happen going forward. And they realize we can't do a mega extension. It's not like I've talked to a Houston Texan, but I think they realize we can't do a mega extension to keep Tunsil happy going into the last year of his deal with guaranteed money. We can't pay him 32 or whatever the hell it's going to take to keep him happy, to keep him here, and still build the rest of the roster. So they moved on, and Washington, for 2 years as it stands, my bet is they'll extend him at some point. They're getting him basically for what one of these guards just got in free agency. Yes.
I mean, this is, yes, though, this is a neck out move if you're Peters.
Yeah.
Just because of the amount that they're giving up. A 2, a 3, and a 4 ain't nothing. I mean, that's a lot of draft capital. That's your Trey Hendrickson draft, you know, trade. Like, if you would have told me an hour ago they're about to trade a 2, a 3, and a 4 for somebody, I would have said, holy shnikes, they're getting Trey Hendrickson. A 2, a 3, and a 4 is a lot to give up for a 30-year-old left tackle who's got 2 years left on his deal. My guess is you extend him, and I'm quite sure that they feel like they've got their franchise left tackle for the next several years. So to not give up a first-round pick and to do that, eye of the beholder, no problem. But there's someone else sitting somewhere that goes, man, 3 picks, a second, a third, and a fourth for a 30-year-old offensive lineman. It's one of those things where he's got to play well. If he plays like a bookend stalwart, standout left tackle, nobody will ever have an issue with what you just gave up. But if you start to show a little age, not everyone's Trent Williams playing until they're 35, 36 at the same level, then all of a sudden, if you're Adam Peters, when you take swings like this, you just open yourself up. And I love that he's not afraid to. I love it.
Albert Breer, 18 seconds ago, said the following. The Texans are trading 5-time Pro Bowl left tackle Laremy Tunsil and a 2025 fourth-round pick to the Commanders for a 2025 third- and seventh-round pick, a 2026 second- and fourth-rounders, sources confirm. So, to recap, that's next year's second and fourth. This year, it's a third and seventh. And Houston's sending back Laremy Tunsil and a 2025 fourth. So Washington picks up a fourth this year, gives up a third and seventh in this year's draft, and a second and fourth in the 26th draft.
Got it. So then to clarify this year's class, so they have one of the 2 sevenths. So now they have a 1, a 2, a 4 from Houston.
Yes.
1 6 and 1 7. And they're down to 5 draft picks.
Correct.
800-636-1067. You want to react? Marty's in Alexandria. How about that for a blockbuster, Marty?
Yeah, once they called it, I went right online, and I saw the actual trade. So I was just going to tell you what it was, but you guys already beat me to it. Honestly, I was a little concerned when I heard the 2, 3, and 4. But since it's a 4 swap, and we have a 4 this year, to me it's a 2nd, 3rd, and a 7th. I don't care about the 7th. I do care about the 2nd and 3rd. That's a little pricey. But, I'm unlike you guys, I'm in Adams we trust, so whatever.
Appreciate you,
thank you, buddy.
In Devontae Adams, the Commander's trust.
In John Quincy Adams.
Yes. Good phone call, thank you. You can react to Laremy Tunsil to Washington at 800-636-1067. You can tweet us at Grant H. Paulson, at Funny Danny. I think two things can be true. This is very pricey. Giving up a 2, a 3, and a 4. You've already depleted this year's draft class to the point where you're really going to have to get creative and hit on some picks. And now you've started to do it with next year's class, which adds to the conversation about building through the draft and pushing your chips in. But you've got a finite window here with Jaden Daniels on a rookie deal. And what have we all been saying for weeks? Upgrade the offensive line. Give this kid the best chance at superstardom. You want to compete with the Eagles in your division? You want to compete with the teams that you're not quite on the level of right now? The best path to that is upgrading the trenches.
Yep.
And Adam Peters has now signed a D-tackle, even though it was a little rich for me. $15 million for Kinlaw, not my favorite move of the day. But went out and got a big D-tackle up the middle to replace Allen and has now signed a starting left tackle. I wonder what they do with Brandon Coleman. Do you kick him inside to guard, where a lot of people felt he was going to play when he got drafted? I think he'd be a really, really good guard. This
I
could be
too.
Cosme 2.0, by the way, where you draft a guy, try him at tackle, he's okay, you kick him inside and he becomes really, really good. Or might they kick him over to right tackle?
Mm-hmm.
That allows you to either cut Wiley or move Wiley inside where he once started in Kansas City.
And then that would be for Sam Cosme, who's recovering from a very late season knee injury, right?
Well, so you could need also something. Start him at left guard over Allegretti.
You could do that too. The point is now you've got options.
Cosme will not be available at the beginning of the year because of the ACL.
Precisely. So to me, my dream, the point that I made, I want 3 new starters along the offensive line, but 2 new players. Coleman was going to start somewhere for me. I don't know if that was left tackle, right tackle, left guard, whatever. He was going to move for me if it was up to me, and I was going to hopefully upgrade, whether it was in the draft, or maybe there's a right tackle late in the first round. Maybe it's you trade back at the end of the first round or early second round, something like that. You have to move around the board to find somebody. I did not see this coming. Obviously, I had no idea that a 5-time Pro Bowler and left tackles, a lot of guys will tend to play into their mid-30s, upper 30s really, really well. See Trent Williams and a bunch of other guys at this stage. So to me, this is a price that I would pay every time and twice on Sunday. Like, I understand it's steep with the number of draft picks going in the next year, but you look at the tackle market at the end of the first round, really hard to find one. You need to be usually 10, 11, 12 if you want one of the second or third best guys in the draft. Marquee spot, free agent, huge position premium spot. You're not finding one in free agency. You got to pull the lever somehow, and that's what it costs.
Well, you got to keep Jaden Daniels healthy, period. Yeah. The whole goal of the organization right now is to keep this guy who is not particularly thick, and if he gets crunched in the pocket when he's not expecting it, could get hurt. We saw him basically play mediocre football for a month last year after he got dinged in the ribs. You have to keep him healthy. He looks like he could be one of the great players in the league if he's healthy.
That's right.
Upgrade your offensive line. And there's only so many ways to do that. And they just got one of the best left tackles in football. By the way, PFF graded out Laramie Tunsil as the fourth best Texan overall last year behind Colin Stroud and Diggs, although it was a limited number of snaps. So I would say the third best full-timer for the Texans. And his pass blocking grade of 89 is elite. I mean, as good as it gets around the league this past season from PFF. Speaking of which, Nick Akridge covers the Commanders for Pro Football Focus, and he joins us now. Nick, what do you think about a 2, a 3, and a 4? It's a lot, but Laramie Tunsil's a really good left tackle.
Yeah, it's a lot, but these left tackles don't really get an opportunity to get someone like Laramie Tunsil. I'm shocked that the Texans are willing to make that trade. But yeah, you just got yourself an elite left tackle who's just constantly been elite throughout his entire career. I mean, there hasn't really been a season that he has performed anything less than elite. So again, confused as to why the Texans were willing to move on with that, but ecstatic that he's here in Washington.
How does he fit scheme-wise? I mean, I imagine you could put him anywhere, Nick, but just in terms of Kingsbury, fit, design, thinking run, pass game, et cetera, I imagine he'd be a pretty good fit, but specifically to this scheme, how does he work for you?
Yeah, I mean, plug him in instantly left tackle, and I think he doesn't skip a beat. I think, there were some times last year where left tackle was a bit of an issue with Brandon Coleman. He had a decent year, but you have someone like Laramie Tunsil that can step in right away, tons of experience in the NFL, and I think he can step in right away. He's an athletic player as well, so he can get out the screen game, but you really don't want to use him for that. He's going to be the protector of Jaden Daniels, and he's going to be very, very good at it.
Laramie Tunsil for a 2, a 3, and a 4 to Washington, their new starting left tackle. It is a lot, but as Nick Akridge of PFF is saying, you're getting a potential elite player at left tackle. How did you guys grade him out? I mentioned the pass blocking grade was amazing. How has he graded out over the years from a run standpoint?
Yeah, from a run standpoint, it's around above average for his entire career. And that's kind of perfectly fine for left tackles. You would rather have them be much better pass blockers than run blockers. But yeah, just kind of above average throughout his whole career, which, again, is really kind of where you want someone who's going to excel this much in pass blocking. You don't want a huge drop off in the run game, but it's just been he's been just above average, which is more than enough.
Do you think that they're making moves? I happen to, Nick, I'm kind of tipping my hand here. Do you think that they've been making moves with the Eagles in mind? In other words, like what bothered them about an excellent team that obviously won the Super Bowl? You've got to beat them first before you get out of your own division and maybe go make some noise in the postseason again. It seems to me they've got an eye just up the road of 95 with how they're building this roster.
Yeah, no, I agree. I think it also kind of coincides with this is kind of where they were weak in general. I think the trenches were where they were kind of the weakest. But yeah, you've seen exactly what Philly's done. Philly's had an incredible offensive line for almost as long as I can remember. And trying to match that is a good strategy. Trying to match that offensive line strength, trying to match their defensive line strength is a great way to kind of attack your team, especially when you've already figured out that quarterback position. We saw what Jaden could do with, somewhat lackluster group of receivers. And I think you just really needed to solidify what you have in the trenches. And I think with this Laramie Tunsil trade, they're definitely doing that.
Nick, my last one is, I know a lot of Washington fans are kind of conditioned to, quote-unquote, build through the draft, right, where you select a bunch of players and they grow and develop and you keep them and it's this nice young core. My point is they're using draft picks, but just in a different, maybe less traditional way
Laramie
to swing.
Laramie Tunsil is our third and fourth and second round pick.
It's not exactly the Ernie Grunfeld methodology, but it's maybe closer to that than some folks are used to. They're bringing in difference makers and using their draft picks as currency. I'm cool with it, but I wonder about sustainability. I wonder, maybe how folks are going to react. Just give me your thoughts there.
Yeah, that's a fair point. But we saw a team that was one game away from the Super Bowl. I think they realized that they can go and attack right now and they're not too concerned about, you know, building that stability out. I think you have a window right now, and you do everything that you possibly can to succeed in that window. And I think Laramie Tunsil is the key to that. And, you know, it's not the worst thing in the world to kind of have a quiet draft day. You know, typically Washington is very heavily involved in the draft, especially early on. But it's for me, it's going to be kind of nice to just kind of sit back and relax and kind of not really stress too much about the draft. I think that what they're doing right now with free agency is where I would kind of lean towards.
I know Danny asked you this in passing, but just to drill you down a little bit here. So what's your best guess? Brandon Coleman starts where?
I think left guard. He played a lot of left guard there at TCU, and I thought he was really good at left guard at TCU. again, this past year, I thought he was fine. I thought he was, you know, for a third-round rookie, I thought he played pretty well. He had some moments, but I think moving into left guard is probably a better fit. And then playing next to someone like Laramie Tunsil is always a good thing to do as well.
No kidding. Why wouldn't he want an extension? 2 years and $42 million left for one of the best players in the league at that position. Don't you think he'll be asking for a new contract?
Yeah, I can see that. I can definitely see that. And then Washington could be in a good position to give him that with all the cap space they currently have. That could be another reason why the Texans might have moved on from him. We'll probably learn more in the next coming days of why they did. I still can't really wrap my head around it. But yeah, you can definitely see an extension down the line.
Thank you, Nick. Thanks, appreciate buddy. The time.
Yeah, you guys have a good one.
Now, I'm getting some reaction on social here at Grant H. Paulson at Funny Danny. We'll hit the phones in a moment. 800-636-1067. If you're just joining us, the Commanders with one of the huge moves of the day in free agency in the NFL, trading a 2, a 3, and a 4, the 2 and the 4 next year, the 3 this year, to the Texans for one of the best left tackles in the league, Laramie Tunsil. And surprisingly to me, Danny, a lot of people are bothered by the draft picks that they're giving up, that they're down now to 2 picks in the first 3 rounds, 4 picks in the first 5 rounds. They've got a 1, a 2, a 4, 1 6th and 1 7th. I think people like the idea of, you know, drafting a left tackle at number 7 or whatever. They're picking 29th this year, oh, by the way.
Yeah.
They have one pick in the top, like, 60 selections as it is. So this idea that you're going out and getting the types of guys that you're normally shopping for in the draft when you're picking 2nd, Jaden Daniels, you know, 5th, 7th, 9th, they're picking 29th. So number one, their first-round pick is kind of like a second-round pick. Their second-round pick is kind of like a third-round pick. But also, after years of the draft being the Super Bowl around here, after years of the draft being our little baby, we swaddle it, we look at the draft, and we pet it.
Look at my first mock in October, what quarterback's available.
The draft, it's 7 hours long, I can't wait. They're good now.
Yep.
They're good now. You want a left tackle, you're picking 29th, you got to trade for a left tackle. You can't find a premier left tackle at 29 in the first round. You want one, you trade draft picks, your precious little draft picks, for Laramie freaking Tunsil, one of the best players in the league. And by the way, Adam Peters, I don't need any more, like, we're building through the draft, you know, the picks mean everything to us. I also don't need him to get the bleep them pick shirts, but he's not far from the bleep them pick shirts. He's not quite Les Snead-ing and Sean McVay-ing this thing, but he's closer to grabbing that shirt than he is hoarding the picks, you know, like he's Bill Belichick in the mid-2000s or whatever. 800-636-1067 is the number. Laramie Tunsil
Boom.
Is your new left tackle. What do you think on Grant and Danny?
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code FLEX at checkout. That's harrys.com, code FLEX. Enjoy.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The league year is 4.5 hours old, and the Commanders have signed Javon Kinlaw to a 3-year, $45 million contract, $30 million in guarantees. Defensive tackle coming over from the Jets. And now they have traded 3 draft picks, this year's 3rd, next year's 2nd, and 4th. In fact, it was 4 draft picks, because I guess I should throw in there was a 7th this year as well. I don't really care about it, but the details are the details.
Mm-hmm.
A 3rd and a 7th this year, and a 2nd and a 4th next year to the Houston Texans for Laremy Tunsil and a 4th-round pick. Tunsil, one of the best left tackles in the league, a Pro Bowler 5 of the last 6 years, a franchise bookend at a premium position, allows them to kick Brandon Coleman inside. You kind of add 2 starters with 1 addition.
Absolutely. I mean, this is the silver bullet. I was hoping maybe somebody that they liked enough in the draft would slip to them at 29, and you could make that kind of a move. You looked at the free agency group at left tackle or right tackle. It's just not a robust class. It's like, I know he retired, but it's like that Jason Peters, 38-year-old, I'll try one more year type tier. There's not much there. I did not see this coming, obviously, but again, this is 2 improvements with 1 fell swoop.
Do you guys have an issue with only having 6 draft picks right now, 3 of which are mid-6th round or later? You have 3 picks in the first 5.5 round, really 6 plus rounds of the draft. 29, round 1, 61, round 2, not until 127 in round 4 from the Texans, and then in the final 43 picks, at the very end of the draft, 207, 238, and 250, a late 6 and 2/7. That's half of their draft.
Mm-hmm.
There's not a whole lot you can do to help yourself with this collection of picks. They almost certainly have to move back now from 29. They still have to find an edge. They need wide receiver depth. They're still trying to fill 20-plus holes on the roster, obviously. So there's a lot of balls in the air here for Adam Peters, who's moving and shaking today. But you will not get me to find any reservations about this trade. There's always the question of health. And when you're 30, like Laremy Tunsil is, going to be 31 this year, there is always, I guess, some fear that you start to get a little older, maybe your play declines. We've seen left tackles like Jason Peters, Trent Williams, yeah, play at a high level, in Peters' case, until he was almost 40. Williams is in his mid-30s, and I know last year he regressed, but I don't think that was an age thing. I think he was super banged up. A lot of people would still line up to acquire him. I think you have at least 3, 4, 5 years before you have to worry about that. And I'm not sure Tunsil's going to play on his current contract, which is 2 years at $42 million basically left. But if he does, that's one of the biggest bargains in the league. Like, I'm legitimately serious about that.
Yeah.
If you don't have to extend this guy, which nobody's mentioned yet, I just don't know why he wouldn't want more money. But if he's willing to play it, basically $21 million cap figures the next 2 years, that's one of the great deals at that position in the sport right now. So did they give up a lot? Absolutely. Respectfully, I don't give a damn.
Yeah. That's what it costs. I don't. There's no other way around that. It's a, the league has already told you, not you specifically, Grant, not you specifically, listener, but this is a premium position. No one's available. You can't have anyone. If you have one, you hold on to them for dear life. You don't let a petty little feud rob you of your left tackle. See Bruce Allen and Trent Williams and what happened here in Washington. That shouldn't happen. That should never, ever happen. You keep them happy. You pay them. You do whatever you're supposed to do or whatever you have to do to kind of make sure that they're available for you, because it's the pillow. It's the blanket. It helps you sleep at night. Protects your quarterback. The positions that are premium in this league, quarterback is obvious. The person that protects the quarterback that's most responsible for it, the blind side. A receiver to catch a pass or two. Now maybe a tight end as a weapon. That's now premium. And people then to disrupt the passes. A defensive end to tackle the quarterback. Maybe occasional defensive tackle jumps up in there. And a corner. Those are the premium spots in this league by virtue of availability and pay. That's just how it goes. If you're at the end of the first round, if you're picking ninth, you could probably get a franchise left tackle. When you're picking 29th, you don't think you can. You must have one. This is how you get one. I'll do it again tomorrow.
Laremy Tunsil ranked third among all offensive tackles in pressure rate allowed last year. Third among all offensive tackles. The only thing I'm curious about, and Darius, let's try to get somebody from Houston on when we can. Why are the Texans trading him? You don't trade a 30-year-old left tackle who's a beast. Why are they doing this? It's one of those where someone walks up to you with like a box of Thin Mints. Like, hey, man, you want these? And the reaction is not like a grab them and, oh, thanks. You got to ask some questions
first. Why are you giving me these? Why would you ever give these away?
There's a little bit of a side eye. You're giving me Laremy Tunsil. I know I'm giving you a 2, a 3, and a 4. I got to imagine with Stroud getting unbelievable money soon. Did Nico Collins get paid yet? I mean, they've got all these guys. They already paid him that are coming up. Will Anderson, their pass rusher. Maybe they're just getting ahead of it going, if we trade him now, we'll get the most back possible.
Yeah, they're tight against the cap now, and they've got a bunch of big-ticket items on the way, I think.
Let's go to Kevin in Arlington. Kevin, you've been begging for more help for the offensive line. You just got it, buddy.
Oh, I am so pumped. But let me just take a quick step back. For those crying about the draft picks being sent out, thanks, Ron. Okay, when you draft that horribly for 4 years, you have so many holes. The good news is, because you drafted so horribly, the number one premier position quarterback is filled with Daniels. But let's talk about those picks. Okay, so we have a first and a second. A first can easily become a second and a third. A second can easily become a third and a fourth. Relax, people. You got to fix your team through the draft, through free agency, and through trades. And one other thing. Sandersville and Coleman saved their bacon last year because Sandersville was supposed to be a slot corner and Coleman wasn't supposed to be starting left tackle. They were more than admirable in the jobs. And now the trades for Lattimore and Tunsil. Yes, there's risk reward there. Will Lattimore ever be healthy again? Well, is there something there that we don't know with Tunsil? There's always going to be an issue. But, God, they have gone about surgically, and now they've addressed, whether it works or not, quarterback, cornerback, left tackle. Those are the three hardest positions on any team to fill, okay? I am pumped. I am a left tackle guy. That's my favorite position on the field. And you have had so many good ones in Washington, and I think we, again, have another good one. I am psyched.
Thank you, buddy.
Love it.
Someone get CK on the horn. Can we get with Breaking Tee to get a Bleep Them Pick shirt made? I'm ready to wear one of those.
Look,
get me
some shtick about building through the draft, and then right. It's like list of picks. It's like one.
Get me a Bleep Them Pick shirt. I'll rock it around. I mean, this whole, like, I love the draft. It's one of my favorite things. Picks are valuable. Hoarding them is great. Putting together as many of them as possible. You know what's better? Laremy Tunsil at left tackle. He's a really, really good player.
Yeah, Kevin said what I've been saying for years. Like, everybody starts with the same allotment. And once everybody starts to overvalue a certain thing, for example, you're hoarding picks where you can use some of your picks to get something that's undervalued in your mind, or the opposite. People overvalue salary cap space. Then you can use different mechanisms to improve your team. The whole point is to build the best roster possible. Use whatever channels. If you're sitting there scared going, I've got to make sure my second rounder in 2026 is still here. Okay. Congratulations, now you have a 2026 second rounder. Or you could have a Pro Bowl starting caliber left tackle. I'll do that. You know what I mean? Like, the whole point is to use every lever that you have to improve the football team, and they're doing exactly that this offseason. Love it.
It's so funny. I just got this tweet from somebody who said, elite, Tunsil elite. Why? Because of the assets we gave up? Because Adam said so? And he screen grabs a tweet from random people, just dudes talking about Laremy Tunsil. One of them says Tunsil is on the decline. Good player, but he gets penalized a lot. With all due respect to what Hot Luigi Virgin said.
What was that, Hot?
Hot, well, Luigi still a virgin?
Any dashes or ampersands in there, underscore?
With all due respect to his take on Twitter, here's a pebble. There's a parking lot.
Okay.
Head on out there and tap it for a little while.
You see where it goes.
I'm going to just stick with the football that I've been watching. And the PFF grade that said... not only that he was elite, but that he was their third best tackle that they watched against the pass rush last year. Let's go to Carlos in Saverna Park. What's up, Carlos?
Yo. Hey, listen, I love the trade. You know, forget them picks. I'm not saying forget them picks like they're undervalued, but everyone's saying that this is such a low draft class that's coming in that there's really not that much value maybe on the defensive tackle positions that are coming in from the college. This is a blockbuster trade. They're making a statement this offseason. They're just going to focus on, you know, maybe getting a safety now because Jeremy Chinn is gone. And, you know, and Adam Peters, we trust. That's all I got to say, guys. Thanks for taking my call.
You bet.
Appreciate you.
Someone here saying you can't keep trading or signing 30-plus-year-old players. Every position's different, right? Every position ages differently. If you sign a tight end like Zach Ertz at 34, you should not expect him to be the same player. But a tackle at 30, really? That's the end of his career? Have you seen that position? Remember Ray Brown coming out of retirement to play left tackle at 40? I mean, Trent Williams this year was 36 years old. He was a first-team All-Pro at 33, 34, and 35. That's 3 years away from Laremy Tunsil, 4 years away, and 5 years away from right now. Let's go to Paul in D.C. What's up, Paul?
Man, look, and guess who was on that team that got Trent Williams 3 or 4 years ago? So, at the end of the day, Adam Peters just did a 49ers move on the Houston Texans. Because I think
your phone's breaking up.
His point was, I think, is that Peters saw and knows the value.
Yeah.
Right? Where you go, guys, we can get Trent Williams for less than, we don't have to give up a first-round pick for it. Let's go.
Two questions. One, are you guys bothered by the draft picks that they're giving up, yes or no? 800-636-1067. And then also, just what do you think this does for Jaden Daniels to go get one of the premium left tackles in the league? We're also monitoring everything coming out in the NFL. If news breaks, we'll have it here first. We'll react to it. The Commanders have signed Javon Kinlaw, $15 million per year. I gave that a C-. They have traded for Laremy Tunsil. They gave up a lot, so I'll give it probably a B+, but it's hard not to give it an A. It's a franchise left tackle, man. I want to go A-. You know what? I'm going to go A-.
That's good, because I went A. There's a little letter right at the beginning. Right at the start of the alphabet. You don't have to go too far down.
When in doubt, throw an asset at your offensive line.
Let's go.
You just can't go wrong getting better up front. Grant and Danny on the Fan. What a day. Grant and Danny on the Fan. The Commanders have made the blockbuster trade of the afternoon in the National Football League. They have given up a third and seventh round pick in this year's draft and a second and fourth round pick in next year's draft. Danny, that is a lot. It's four picks. It's two in the top three rounds. The three this year is basically a pick swap because they get a fourth back this year. But a two and a four next year, you're now denting into the 2026 setup as well. But, man, did they just solve a problem. They went from hoping Brandon Coleman could be their long-term left tackle and make a big leap in his sophomore year to bringing in Laremy Tunsil, who's made five Pro Bowls in the last 6 years, coming over from the Texans going into his 10th year at age 30. A stalwart, elite level, one of the highest graded players at his position, special player at left tackle, and on a great contract.
Mm-hmm.
He signed a 3-year, $75 million extension last year, and because it was somewhat front-loaded, they get it at a really reasonable rate in terms of cap numbers. So I would imagine he'd want to get a new deal, but because he got paid last year, he might have to wait a year. So you have him this year. You're probably going to have to pay him before next season if you're going to keep him around. He would need an extension, and I'm sure he would hold out or whatever. But you might have a year before that to have to worry about all of that.
Totally.
And in a light year in terms of the draft, where clearly teams around the league are going, I'm just not so sure about this class. Yes, you have to give up another pick, but you now also have solved another offensive line spot because you don't have to go out and sign a guard if Coleman's going to start there. You don't have to go out and sign a right tackle if that's where you're kicking Coleman.
And this was the beauty to me, and this is my silver bullet that I was advocating for. Easier said than done. I keep beating this drum. The free agency is not going to provide you with a really good defensive end or a really good left tackle. You had to go through some kind of trade market or, you know, move up in the draft or do some kind of mechanism to fill one of these premium spots. And they did that. This is what it costs to me. I have no issue with the cost at all. I will sleep so soundly tonight as soon as I'm done pumping my fist, by the way. Once I'm all exhausted from that, I will never think about those picks again. I don't care. I will do that 1,000 times out of 1,000. For folks that are talking about age, listen to some of the left tackle ages among starters and guys that were ranked very high this past year. Trent Williams, 37. Garrett Bowles, 33. Deion Dawkins, 31. Taylor Decker, 32. Ronnie Stanley, 31. Jake Matthews, 33. Colton Miller, 30. Cam Robinson, 30. You see the theme here.
Oh, yeah.
There's some 26-year-olds, because they'll be 30-year-olds on their teams because they're not going to shake free. If you're good, you just do this until you're 36, 37, 38. For whatever reason, I don't know why left tackle has more lifespan than some of these other spots where you're ramming your head against someone else's a million times a game. But that dude is excellent, and he is here now, and I am thrilled.
All right, let's go lightning round. Be quick, but we'll get to as many of you as you can. Rapid fire here. Zach in Gainesville, your thoughts on the trade.
Man, I just want to say that I think that there's no way that you could ever overpay for Jaden's safety, especially when it's his blind side.
Mm-hmm.
And this doesn't mean that AP is done. He's pretty much done everything at this point, and he can make moves at any time he wants for picks, players, whatever. So thank you guys. Appreciate you, dude.
Jaden Daniels' protection should be priority number one.
Mm-hmm.
They just got a left tackle. Start your argument against what they did there for me. See how that ages. Colin Clinton, you're up.
Yeah, thanks, guys. I think you're doing a great job with the position value there, Danny. The only thing I would add would be I think they're more likely to spend more than the cap space. If they were to spend up to, like, the limit that the Eagles spent last year, it would be, like, $200 million instead of, like, $100 million that everyone's talking about. So I just think that the news of today is pushing that number closer to the higher end, like let's say 150.
You're talking about cash?
So, correct, not cap. Yeah.
Yeah, fair. Mm-hmm. I like what this means for ownership and their willingness to shell out bonuses and cash and to have that available and ready to go. Rapid fire here. Let's go to Michael in D.C. Go ahead.
So if we think that the Super Bowl window is open now, then here we go. I think it's a great trade. I think it's perfect. Let's go for it. If it fails, then it is what it is.
Yeah, take a big swing.
Yep.
You're knocking on the door, and you think you got the quarterback you can win with. Like, win something actually meaningful. Not be in every game, but possibly win a championship. You just got to the NFC title game. And by the way, I think there's something to that call as far as we got our answer as to what they think of themselves. You know, going into the offseason, I keep saying, it's going to be really hard to repeat what they did last year. The schedule's harder. They got a little lucky. You know, they went on the magical run. You're going to get everyone's best shot. You're not going to surprise anybody. Well, you know how you make sure you get back to where you did? To be more talented.
Yeah.
To go get more stars. To go get more studs. And they think they got one in Deebo Samuel. I'm not sure they got one in Javon Kinlaw. And I don't know that they would say that they got a star. But they certainly got one in Tunsil now. They're swinging big. Let's go to Jackson Landover. What's up?
Hey, good afternoon, guys. Hey, I'm okay with this, as I was telling the other guy earlier. I said that at 29, we can trade out of that pick anyway and go get 2 second-round picks, get one back for next year, and we can still get a player, a quality player, that we can use down the road. And like I said, we got to make up for all of those mistakes and quality mistakes that were made with the previous regime. So I'm okay with this. Matter of fact, our left tackle, he can probably be around for a good 3 years, and we can still get a left tackle in the draft probably next year sometime and groom him to be a starter after he leaves. So I'm okay with that.
For sure. I mean, thanks, you have to extend him next offseason, even though he's got 2 years left, I think, to make this work in terms of you can't give up all those picks and then have him for a year and flip him, right? Or have him for a year and not extend him, go into the final year of the deal lame duck in just 2 years. I think you want him around for longer than that, Danny. But we should hit on these two things next. What position is Brandon Coleman going to play? Drill down on that with people, 800-636-1067. And is it okay if they're done on the line now? Or do they have to do something else to make you feel really good? Remember, in addition to upgrading Allegretti on the left side maybe, at right guard, Cosmi's not going to be available in week one. So you do feel good if this is the group they go into the season with, or do you still want to see more? Also, we've tracked somebody down from Houston who covered Tunsil over the last couple of seasons with the Texans. We'll get some inside info from the locker room next on Grant and Danny.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Hey, it's Jim Costa with Cash the Ticket. Mike Valeni and I are all over the tournament again this March. Breakdowns of every region and every game, who are the Cinderellas, and which team's cutting down the nets. Subscribe and listen to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app, wherever you get your podcasts.